This patient's compelling life situation reflects the challenge of breast cancer when it occurs in younger women. I met with Dr. Karen Dow, whose nursing research interest includes a focus on younger patients with the disease. As noted by the patient, cancer is expressed in a biopsychosocial tableau, which is different in each person and different in each young woman with breast cancer. One common important concern in younger patients who've not had children is fertility, and I asked Dr. Dow where this fits in discussions with a newly diagnosed younger patient.
When they're first diagnosed, for many, the first thought that they have is, but I didn't have my children. I haven't completed having all my children. I've had these dreams about my family, and I put those dreams off for many years. They might have continued to work. They might have gone back to school. They may not have been in that kind of a relationship that they had wanted. So it makes them think, first of all, about the future, and they realize that, wow, maybe I won't have that future, and that's important to me. And so I would say about 25 years ago, when I first started listening to the stories of young women, they would be very sad and they would weep and they'd be much more concerned about that issue on top of then their diagnosis and their treatments, etc. But it was always within the relationship of what is this treatment going to do to me and to my fertility, and will I not be able to have children in the future? In those days, there really wasn't very much information that was available, and there was even less available regarding any of the new assistive reproductive technologies. And so many times we just kind of threw our hands up in the air, and oftentimes the team would say, well, you know, your life comes first. That's the first and foremost. But in the intervening years, there's been a lot of changes, and women still have, young women in particular, still have their fertility and pregnancy issues as a concern. And I believe today that there are more options that are available. We just need to get those options to them before they're treated rather than after.
What are some of the newer options that are now available?
Well, for one, there could be a referral to the reproductive endocrinologist who has a whole host of assistive reproductive technologies that are available. Obviously, embryo cryopreservation has been out there for a long period of time. There are obviously issues regarding that. The first is the ovarian stimulation, but now that we see that there have been some work that has been done in the use of tamoxifen and letrozole with regards to that. The second piece is just by getting the information and saying, you know, before you start treatment, let's take a look and let's go down this aisle. In the past, they weren't able to have that. The second piece would be after that referral, there may be a period of time that they may need to have some type of wait period before they start their chemo. And that has real practical translation in terms of oncology care and oncology practice. And I think, too, the third is that many women, young women, they don't know that they may have had a pre-existing problem with infertility. Two, they may be overweight. They may not realize that that also has an effect. They had some other pre-existing conditions unrelated to cancer, but they put all of the infertility concerns in their cancer basket. And so for some, it's just really pulling apart what are the factors and where do you sit in your life, in your relationships at this point? Where does your treatment start, et cetera? And I think by bringing that discussion out, younger women start to get a better sense that it's either not all terrible, that something can be done, or at least they have some idea in the future what they may want to do. Another person might consider a gestational carrier. And of course, that depends on where they are, where they live. And it's certainly someone they would have to see as an attorney in terms of getting that information together. But if someone were to consider that for the future, again, there's still an option.